excited to share my journey.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. My name is Victoria Whitehead, and I'm a new coach here with Angel Coaches. I'm really, really excited to share my journey with you and help you all with yours. A tree asked me to start doing a show, so I did it very willingly. This is really exciting. And over the years, I've been working with Cherie, and she really, really has helped me tap into my inner soul and my intuitive abilities. I will be having this show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. And on these shows, what I'm going to do is talk about various intuitive abilities and experiences that will help you tap into yours. Tonight, what I'm planning on doing so that way you guys can know who I am, I'm going to give you an overview of what my journey is so that you know that I'm real and normal and that I have my own challenges and successes. And more importantly, how to use the guidance from the angels and the intuitive abilities to overcome and move forward in life. So I have some specialties that I've learned over the years to be predominant in my life, and those are the abilities that I'm going to talk to you about. So I am a new coach, so this is my first radio show, so I might say a lot of ums, or I might be a little nervous. I am an Army veteran, so I served in the U.S. Army. I'm equestrian. I've been riding horses for 3 years, and I'm really a normal person. I work for the government. I have dogs. I have, you know, ups and downs, just like everyone else. So I want you guys all to see that this journey is something that you all can achieve as well. Everyone has their own things and abilities that are going to be their focal point in their journey. And by listening to these shows and the tree shows that she does too, you can actually figure out how you can obtain, you know, your prosperity and where you need to be in your life. So that being said, I have been on a few of Tree's shows before. So some people who have been with Tree for a couple months or just recently know that I have been on her shows, and I have been talking to Tree pretty much weekly for the past 3 years. So it's been a long journey with her. So the people who don't know me, my name is Victoria, and this is my journey. So 3 years ago, I decided to reach out to Tree. I got her name and everything from a really good friend of mine who lives in Miami, and I reached out to her because I was in a rut. I basically felt like I was running on a treadmill going nowhere. I was focused on obtaining a man. I wanted a man. I wanted to have a husband. I felt the pressure of the biological clock, the whole nine, and I just couldn't understand why I wasn't getting him. So I reached out to Sheree. I was like, oh my God, please, you know, help me out. So through her, that's where my journey began. She's like, you know, the man is really good, but there's a lot of other things we need to work on. So I was like, okay. I had Lyme disease. I was in 2005 after having pretty much 3 years of being in the military sick and not really getting the right help just because, you know, Lyme disease is a very difficult disease to diagnose. So I was suffering for 3 years, and I finally got diagnosed in 2005. And when I met Tree, I was pretty much 5 years into my Lyme's treatment, and I was on a lot of drugs. I was on about 14 different kinds of medications to try to attack this disease because I was chronically affected. So I had no boyfriend, so I, you know, my body had changed a lot because of the disease. I thought I was very ugly. I couldn't attract anything if I tried. I had really low self-esteem. So, you know, through her, we decided to really look at healing myself first. And that was one of the biggest things that she really emphasized, that I need to really heal what I am, who I am inside out, mind, body, spirit, before I could bring into my life any prosperity or any of the anything that I wanted in my life. Because, you know, it's the cause and effect, the course of the miracles, you know, where you attract what you feel. And I, you know, I knew that that was the case. So I worked on myself. You know, I knew that's one thing Tree's always said, that I've always applied the things that she said. And I firmly believe that, you know, she's telling me what to do for a reason, and I just need to apply it. So I did. So I did a lot of loving myself. I did a lot of meditation. I did a lot of affirmations on just knowing that I am a really good person. She had me do, and this is a big joke we had running. Well, it's a joke just because she had me run a list of qualities I want in a man. Now, that's pretty interesting, right? So I was like, okay, normally I would sit there and say, well, he has to be cute. You know, I didn't really care about eye color or anything at the time. And this was like before, you know, if I ever thought about what kind of guy I wanted. And so I ended up writing a list of 42 characters, right? But the big important thing I wanted to tell you about the 42 qualities of this man is that this really dug into me on what I wanted, what I didn't want. And, you know, I didn't compromise on what I felt I deserved. So, you know, doing that kind of learning with myself made me realize that, you know what, I don't have to compromise and get any man. I could get the one that I'd want. So I did a lot of learning, a lot of learning. So my journey has taken me to what I am today. So I realized too, you know, with dating, another point too, with dating, with men, you know, self-worth is very important, you know, and I don't know some of these guys listening or women listening, whether you experience where men or women tend to be a little bit more assertive sexually when you first meet them. And, you know, you tend to think that maybe I need to give in order to get a boyfriend. And honestly, your self-worth is worth more. And I realized that because I was thinking, well, if I don't sleep with them or, you know, be intimate with them, they wouldn't like me. And so therefore I would be without a man again and alone again. So then I would compromise my thighs, and then lo and behold, I'd still be by myself because that's all they were looking for. So, you know, the journey that I had with Tari really dug deep in some really, really sensitive areas of my life that clearly needed to be looked at, conquered, and fixed. So 3.5 years, I've worked with Tari. I've had a lot of incredible things that I've learned about myself and my abilities. Now, the abilities part came over in time where all of a sudden with healing myself, healing the Lyme disease that I had and realizing that I had the Lyme disease because it was a soul's plan where I was supposed to learn a lesson about not allowing my circumstances to define me. And realizing that, I was like, wait, if that's the case, then you know what? I'm not going to allow my circumstances to define me. And I really applied that and I healed completely from this Lyme disease. You know what I mean? So it opened up the doorway to learning about my intuitive abilities. So I learned to trust the feelings that I get in my mind's eye. And then I realized that, you know what, we all have this ability to be intuitive. It's just a matter of grooming or using the abilities that we're given. Okay, so realizing and trusting that you have it, even though you don't think so, but you do. I read a lot of books. I did a lot of reading. You know, a part of it was a spiritual journey where I was just like, hey, I know there's a God, and I know that he's out there, but I want to know about him. And I was just like, you know, I like church and all, but why am I not getting warm and fuzzies about doctrine? Like, I just didn't understand. Like, the Bible is a great book, but I'm like, well, then why do we have, you know, the Quran, or why do we have, you know, the Kabbalah? So I really, really read a lot of books. I read Course of the Miracles, which is awesome. I read about Kabbalah. I read a lot of The Secret, which came out recently. Well, not recently, a couple of years ago. That was really good. And they all had the same underlying theme. And so I was just like, you know, I need to understand what this means to be spiritual. So along with Tari, you know, because I would ask tons of questions, you know, I learned a lot from these books too. And I was just like, you know what? There's so much more out there than what we're living on the daily, you know, work week where we're working 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. So I was like, you know, there is something better out there. And I knew that. And that's another reason why, you know, working with Tari, I realized that there was a lot more. So one of the most pivotal moments was when I read this book about soul planning. And that really, really made a huge difference on my outlook on what our spirituality is and me as a soul living in this lifetime. You know, and it really explained things like everybody has a soul plan, and there's a reason and purpose for everything that we have that happens, you know, in this lifetime. So just learning about that made me understand why I was here, which made me find out that about my Lyme disease, which made me realize what my direction was with horses. And so being on the right path feels really natural, very peaceful. So that was another thing that she worked with me on. So let's see, on Wednesdays, what I want to do is I want to share more about my journey, some of the examples by some of these areas of expertise, as Tari would like to say. And these are areas that really resonate me. I'm very passionate about. And these areas, I think, if you were to come into an understanding on what it's about and how you can use it, can also help you as well. So I'm going to go over a couple of these just so that you can know what's up and coming on these awesome shows I'm going to have on Wednesday at 8 p.m. on Black Talk Radio. Okay, so first one, I love talking about animal communication. It's one of those areas that I really, really flowered, or I guess you could say. I started working with horses because that's what my path was. So I was like, oh, let me start riding. And then all of a sudden I was just like, wow, why am I hearing something that sounds like a person or, just a being talking to me? So for an example, there's this horse, Coco, that was at the home barn, and she just walked up and she started licking my hand. Okay, no big deal. But what I got in my mind, in my head, in my mind's eye, in my, I guess, however, they talked to me, and they said, she said, I wish my owner would just give me a salt lick. I'm tired of licking metal. And I'm like, what? I'm like, oh my God, did I just hear that? So of course, I talked to Tree. I was like, Tree, something really bizarre happened. And she's like, oh, she's talking to you. I'm like, no way. I'm like, that is so amazing. Now I even get a lot of talking with my pets. I have two dogs. I have an Italian greyhound who's 15, super old. I have a greyhound who is 6, her name's Casey. And then of course I have a dove. Her name is Gabriel. And then a horse named Sky. I have a lot of pets because, I don't have a husband, so why not have pets? Anywho, so I have my dogs starting to tell me things too because I hear them. And I know that animal communication, as I'll probably go more in depth in another show, it's about transfer of energies. And therefore, when you're open to their energy and vice versa, that's where the communication begins. So one day I was laying on the floor because I do floor time with my big girl, Kiki. And she just looks at me, she goes, why do you have to go ride that horse? I was like, what? I was like, did I just hear that? So apparently Kiki's very jealous that I leave in the afternoons to go ride Sky like 4 times a week. So I thought that was really interesting to hear about that. So animal communication, I think it's really, I think everybody could do that. And I'm going to do a show on that as well. The next area that I find that I'm really, really good on is animal totems. Animals will appear to you in just regular, normal habitat. And it's supposed to be a sign for you to understand about like a situation that you're in or about yourself or the challenge that might be facing. So let's say we all have spirit animals. Each person will have their own. It's a specialty for you for that particular time. So a good example would be, let's see, I went out on a horseback ride with a friend. No big deal, right? That's normal. You see birds, you see stuff, regular stuff. But what stood out is that we had two foxes that made themselves visible, because usually foxes are not very overt about running around in front of people. And I had two foxes just pop up. And it was just like, that has to be a sign. So, of course, I went through the book, looked at it, and it is a sign of some sort. And I can't remember what it is right at the present moment. But I had the foxes. And then another thing I had was hawks. My animal totem is a hawk and an owl, because what it's supposed to signify is that I'm supposed to look at things from above, from far above, and be able to see a broad picture of my situation to be able to discern what I need to do next. So my hawk comes out a lot of times when I really am in a situation where I don't quite know what to do next, or I'm just lost within the shuffle of a situation. So I could be driving home and my eyes will just be drawn to look at this one telephone line, and there it is, the hawk. And I'm like, oh my God, you're telling me something. So I really start paying attention to what's going on, my feelings and emotions for that day, and just try to discern what the message is for. So we all have these things. I just think that sometimes we walk with blinders on and we're not in tune to seeing these, and they're there and they're making themselves known to everybody. It's just a matter of opening yourself and understanding it. So that's another area I like talking about a lot. Let's see, the next one I'd like to talk about too is soul's purpose and soul planning in past lives. I really, truly believe in this. And I think everyone has a soul's plan. Everyone's lived past lives. And understanding that there is a purpose for everything that we learn on this planet makes understanding and conquering challenges that we face now much easier. So people who choose to help humanity as a soul's purpose, you know, their soul's plan says, you know, you're going into this lifetime to teach humanity compassion. People who offer themselves when there's a soul plan to do that for, let's say, airplane accidents or tsunamis or 9/11 for that matter. These people and their soul's plan has chosen to be in that situation where they pass away in a really horrible way to show humanity, to bring out the compassion that they should have. And it's a really far-fetched concept, but there's an awesome book, which I will talk about at another show, that will also explain that in detail. But all the choices that we have in this lifetime are brought to us. People come into our lives for reasons. I'm sure you've heard that. That's all part of the soul planning. And it's really fascinating once you understand that, because when you meet people or in a scenario, you're like, wait, all right, I get this. This is good. This is part of my plan. This person was here to teach me something, you know, and it could be good scenarios or bad scenarios. It all has a purpose. And that really helps you just manage stress a lot easier. Let's see. Another area that I'd like to talk about is the ego and the higher self. I think one of the biggest things that I worked on when I was working with Tree is really trying to understand how to eliminate negativity and understand whether it's me thinking or whether it's my higher self. So a lot of times, you know, when you're trying to discern the differences between these, it really helps me balance and maintain a quiet and peaceful mind in life. So, you know, at first I used to try to do the eraser, you know, I'd sit there and be like, oh my God, that girl looks so fat. I'm like, what? That's so negative. I'm like, erase. Or I'm like, God, I'm so awful. What? That is such a negative. And I'm just like, erase. So I tried really, really hard to do the eraser thing. So I tried to clear, cancel, delete, eraser barred. And then I realized, I was like, you know what? I'm walking around with a quiet mind. I don't think about anything when I'm walking. I'm just walking. And I'm like, so this is my higher self. Because the ego gets pissed off. The ego gets jealous. The ego gets mad and angry. Negative feelings and emotions are the ego. So understanding between the two of them really helps you find your higher self, which also helps you tap into your intuitive ability. So those are really, really interesting. Another area I'd like to talk about at some point in the show is keeping off the cliff and understanding about your challenges. And these kind of go side and side with understanding life purposes and stuff too. But I think oftentimes when we get stuck in a challenge, we just wallow in despair, and so we get really sad and depressed. We're like, oh, this is something to torture me. Oh my God, this is so negative. Like, people hate me, God hates me, life hates me, you know, and that's where we wallow, and wallowing is the ego. So I had a really big challenge that happened recently, so I'll share this really quickly with you. So enjoying my horse, she's awesome, but I'm outside. You know, I'm outside, I'm in the woods, and we did a trail ride for, you know, the adults at the riding school I have, and, you know, there's ticks out there. So I sprayed myself like I usually do, you know, I was like, I'm never going to get bitten. Well, guess what? I did. You know, not only did I get bitten, but I got reinfected with Lyme. So I'm going through some treatment right now for it. And I just sat there, I'm like, oh my God, why is this happening to me? I got really negative. I was just like, this is impossible. And then I was like, wait. Okay, this Lyme originally was for a lesson. I was like, so before I start freaking out, what's this lesson this time? You know, and so I really took a step back. I really thought about it. And, you know, I, with Tree, of course, because we've worked together, as everybody should have their own angel coach to work with, worked it out. And, you know, there is a lesson to be learned. So I am learning it, applying it, and, a lot of it has to do with self-esteem again. And I know that this Lyme disease thing is not a permanent thing. It's only temporary. So from the day one that I started my medication, I was like, you know what? I'm going to conquer this. I'm going to learn my lesson. It's just going to be here for the 30 days that I have to take this medicine, and that's it. It's going away. 2 weeks into my treatment now, I am feeling quite dandy. The medicine is not making me feel bad like it was before, and my energy level is getting back. So I know the Lyme is going away, and it's partly because I understand that it's there for a reason and a purpose. So instead of sitting there wallowing, I am healing, you know, and it was a big challenge. You know, I had work challenges too that are less than awesome. And those challenges, you know, most people would want to dive off into the cliff of despair and be really, you know, wallowing in self-pity. And we can't do that. You know, there's always a reason and purpose. And that's why, you know, one of my shows, I want to do it also on keeping yourself off the cliff, how to handle these challenges and what to do. So that way you could also better yourself in the midst of these challenges. You know, I do really feel very, very passionate about these. So spirit guides, I want to talk about those. Soul planning and past lives, animal communication, keeping yourself off the cliff, the ego, discerning between the two. And also one other one I wanted to talk about was the mind, body, spirit. People say that, but what does it really mean? So I will talk about being balanced and how to balance yourself and understanding the different complexities between each of those three, but the mind, the body, and the spirit, and the balances need to be equal, worshiping yourself, your body, and keys to being good for to yourself, because we are the temple. You know, if you don't treat yourself well, how can you allow others to try to treat you well? So these are the topics that I would love to talk about, and I will talk about on Wednesdays. So Wednesdays at 8 o'clock on Block Talk Radio, I'll be talking about one of these topics. I think next Wednesday I will talk about the spirit guides. And I would like it so that our shows can be interactive. So maybe, you know, I'll be able to have people call in or at least email me some questions, and then that way I could address them on the radio so you all could hear the questions and answers. And it'll be fun and interactive. And this way, by discussing these topics and going into detail more, you guys can get a better understanding on how you could apply these to your life circumstances and just find that prosperity, that love, the great love, you know, the life that you're dreaming of, and find it for you. And we all have it out there. We just get stuck. And that's all. And so myself, the other coaches at angelcoaches.org, that's the site to go. It has fantastic stuff. A newsletter, you can make appointments to do readings with the other coaches, with myself, which is Victoria Whitehead. And then, of course, facebook.com/angelcoaches stuff with links and stuff. So you can go to her different shows. She has great speakers, great topics. It's fabulous. So there's tons of things that we could do to help you guys. So I'm hoping that I will hear from you guys, or you'll come back at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays. Tomorrow is Transformation Thursday at 7 p.m. So stay tuned in. Tree will have special speakers and great topics to talk about. So I'm hoping you guys will tune into her. And I am, you know, I'm hoping that you guys enjoyed this. This is my first of many shows that I'll have for you all. And I'm really, really grateful that Tree's given me this chance to really help you and let everybody hear what I've learned and what I'm an expert at. So Dr. Doolittle is signing off, as Tree would call me. And I hope you all have a really, really wonderful night. And I hope you are truly blessed and feel enlightened and happy. Okay, so you all have a good one. I will talk to you later. Bye.